3, 2, 1.
Let's camera action.
God damn it. I knew it was something, three things.
3, 2, 1.
Jam.
You don't say the one, because then it picks it up on microphone.
Welcome to the Month of Movies podcast for March of 2015.
Yeah.
I'm Scott.
And I'm Jason.
And what we're doing is I have a list of the 52 worst movies of all time that I'm trying to watch within the year.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
And I have a bunch of box sets of movies that I keep buying, and I'm trying to get through as many of those box sets as I can. This month, I started watching, this is like, there's 7 movies in this box set, so I only got through 4 of them, of the Leprechaun movies.
And I lost my list of movies, so I'm going to try to remember all of them. And by all of them, I mean, I think I had 4 movies, only 2 of them for my list. It's been a busy month.
Yeah. Yeah. So I started watching the Leprechaun movies mainly because it was March and it's St. Patrick's Day.
That's it.
Hmm?
That's it. I was agreeing.
And I had the box set because it has the newest one on here, the Leprechaun Origins.
There's a Leprechaun. Oh, yeah. That's right.
That one just came out like last year or something.
The one that's supposed to, like, yeah. That's supposed to be like a prequel, but like, it's a revamp kind of thing.
Yeah, so I didn't watch that one yet. But I watched the first 4, which some of them I haven't seen in a long time. So I think I watched the first 2 since high school. But this is the Blu-ray collection, so it's like in HD. So it's like...
Was it noticeable at least?
Yeah, it's like because they must have took it from the original film. Because this is the collector's edition.
Mm-hmm.
Because like I said, the new one. So they put them all together. And there's even documentaries on each one.
On each movie?
Yeah. So they have a documentary. They, like, must have done it when they made, like, were releasing it.
Mm-hmm.
So the first part one of the documentary, they're interviewing all the writers, directors, and everybody about the first movie. And then they talk about the second movie, third movie, and stuff. I watched the first one and the fourth one for the documentaries because the fourth one is Leprechaun in Space, and I wanted to know why they decided to do that.
Uh-huh.
And they kind of talked about it in the documentary. But anyway, if you haven't seen any of the Leprechaun movies, it's basically the mythological creature of the Leprechaun turned into a horror movie.
Mm.
And each one is kind of like a standalone.
Yeah.
Because there's no continuity between any of them except the same guy plays the Leprechaun.
Yeah.
But anyway, the first movie, it's on a farmhouse, and they catch, like, this old guy catches the leprechaun, keeps him in a box with a four-leaf clover on top. So the four-leaf clover is his weakness in this movie.
Yeah.
And he's trying to get his gold back, because they found his gold at the end of the rainbow, so they stole it. And now he's, like, trying to kill them and get the gold back. And the one guy, he swallowed a piece of the gold.
Yeah, the mentally handicapped guy.
Yeah, he's like, I bite it so that I can see if it's real. And then he swallows it because he's an idiot.
Yeah.
But
M-O-O-N.
And this is the movie that launched Jennifer Aniston's career because it was the first movie she ever did.
Yeah.
And she basically acts just like Rachel from Friends in it. She's a stuck up rich girl who doesn't want to be on the farm and stuff. But the movie itself I thought was really good. Hang on a second.
Uh-oh, you lost your list too?
Kinda. I had notes.
You had notes?
I had notes about the movies. I know where it is, of sorts.
So, Leprechaun. He's a leprechaun.
Yeah, so the first one is on a farmhouse and stuff, and then the second movie takes place in Vegas.
That's number 2?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right?
I don't know. I'm looking in the back.
Oh, shit. No, the second one. I got these flip-flopped.
Yeah, because I'm like, it looks like he's holding Las Vegas in the third movie. He's holding the in his hand.
Yeah, okay. So the second one was a stupid one. Basically, the mythology in this one was...
Oh, didn't he need a bride?
If you sneeze three times without saying God bless you, the leprechaun can get you and force you to be his wife.
That's the fucking stupidest thing I've heard.
Yes. So that was the whole, and then like, I wrote down iron, so I guess iron hurts him in this one.
Okay.
And then
his gold was hard to come by.
Yeah, and his gold, if you get a piece of gold, you get three wishes.
Okay.
So like for each piece of gold, you get three wishes. And there was a lot of, it was basically the leprechaun trying to get a wife in the second movie.
Yeah.
And then the third movie was the one there in Vegas. And you get one wish for a coin. But the funny thing about the third movie, it starts and this guy brings this statue of a leprechaun and says, "Don't take the necklace off." And I'm like, that didn't even happen in the second movie. They, like, killed him in the second movie, I thought.
They killed him in the first movie.
They killed him in each movie. They kill him. So it's like...
Spoilers, but... really.
Yeah, so, like, each one has a continuity. But the third one, I thought, was pretty good. Because, like, the whole wishes and stuff. But then I forgot about the side plot in it that was horrible.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Because he gets scratched by the leprechaun, so he starts turning into a leprechaun. And then it's just like, what?
And he eats, all he wants is potatoes.
Yeah. So that was pretty stupid. But
he's Irish.
But the wishes for coins, so each person that gets their hand on it gets a wish, and then it follows them around for a while until the coin gets in someone else's hands. And
yeah.
So that kind of thing was cool. But the leprechaun versus leprechaun thing was kind of dumb.
Yeah.
But it was kind of funny that they looked up the origin, like, the mythology of leprechauns on the computer, which they put a CD in the drive on the computer to look it up, and it was a really old computer, so it's like an 8-bit, like, leprechauns do this, and it shows like this 8-bit cartoon. Oh, it was pretty funny. And then the fourth one, they go into space, which was ridiculous.
All I remember about...
movie was ridiculous.
All I remember about the fourth one is, like, there's a space princess or something, and she has glitter boobs.
Yeah. I don't know. I still don't fully understand. Because on the documentary, they did a joke because they did Apollo 13, and they stuck the leprechaun's head on the poster, and they thought it was funny. And then they're like, we should do this as a movie, and it was a joke. But then they did do it. And
that's,
it's basically a bunch of space marines taking out aliens, which turned out to be this leprechaun.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets aboard their ship. And, it's... They kidnap him and then this princess that is apparently in love with the leprechaun. So they're like, I don't know, they're going to get married or something. But something about... space wars and stuff. I don't know. It was kind of dumb. But the funny, like, there's like a side plot in that one too, where this guy, he's mostly machine. I forgot about this. And he's like rolling around and he comes up with this formula to regenerate his body by using the leprechaun's blood, because the leprechaun always comes back after he dies and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And this guy ends up turning to this giant spider. I don't remember any of that the first time watching it. It was like, okay, this retarded man / spider thing. But the special effects were so bad.
Yeah.
And they even pointed out in the documentary that the special effects, because computer graphics were...
Just starting.
And they went on the low end of it, so they didn't render... Like, they made them, but the renderings of the effects aren't that great.
Yeah.
So now you get this HD version of the movie, and the effects still look like they're on tape. But the movie itself looks good, except, like...
those parts.
Yeah, because there's a part where the leprechaun grows.
Uh-huh.
So he just gets bigger. He just gets pixelated as he gets bigger. So, it was funny. So... those are the first four movies of the Leprechaun I watched.
Mm-hmm.
I give it a... the first one I gave a 6.
Okay.
Second one I gave a 5.5.
All right.
Nope.
Uh-oh.
I scratched off the wrong one. Hang on. I give the second one... I flip-flopped the two wrong ones.
The first one
I gave a 6. Second one I gave a 5.
That's the bride one.
Yeah. The Leprechaun in Vegas 3 I gave a 6.5. And then Leprechaun in Space I gave a 5.5.
Okay.
So that is basically like 5.75
goodness.
Yeah, the average of it. Yeah, so I watched those. So I got 3 more left in this box set, which I'll watch in April, which has Leprechaun in the Hood, Leprechaun Back to the Hood, and the Origins one.
So the first shitty movie that I watched this month was, what's it called? Because I Said So?
Because I Said So.
It has, god damn it, I can't remember the characters, not the character, but the main actress, the old lady, she's old now, but she was in all the Woody Allen movies.
Oh, I thought it was Hilary Duff or something.
No, the main character is the mother, and then she has 3 daughters. One of them is from the Gilmore Girls, one of them is the girl from Coyote Ugly, and then the other one is Mandy Moore. But, god damn it, why can't I think of her name? Anyways.
Here, I got it.
All right.
Diane Keaton,
there we go.
Oh, it's Mandy Moore, not Hilary Duff. Same thing.
So, what happens is, you see, at the very beginning, this kind of showing the characters as, like, the Gilmore Girls lady is getting married, and they're talking about sex around the cake as the photographer's taking pictures. And like, oh, this sex, blah, blah, ha, ha, ha. And then it flashes forward to the next girl's wedding. You're like, oh, ha, this stuff, blah, blah, blah. And then they talk about how Mandy Moore's character can't find a boyfriend because she's so awkward around guys, and she just laughs uncontrollably. And the guy's like, oh, we don't like her. Ugh. Like, whatever, if you're that hot, yeah, I'd handle a little laughing immediately. But then it goes on. It's not a love story. It's a movie about the mom who wants to try to find a boyfriend for her daughter. So she goes on a dating site and sets up an ad to meet all of the she does an interview thing where the daughter doesn't know about it, and then the mother's like, oh, she meets every single date that applied to the ad. And she interviews them and says, oh, this is the guy for my girl, for my daughter. So then she sets up a fake meeting for them without the daughter knowing. But while she's doing that, every single date, this guy is like, I play music at this restaurant. And it looked like a Mentos ad because he kept looking over and just like kept shaking his head and laughing as he's playing guitar. It fucking pissed me off so much. But of course the guy's like, well, I'm interested in the girl. It's like, oh, not you. You're a musician. Blah, 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 blah. So the guy finds out where she works and he asks her out. Then Mandy Moore's dating 2 guys. Fuck it. But what was the worst about it was the writing felt like shit, because the mother who had 3 daughters, and she was saying how she had to raise the kids by herself because the father died or something. They never explained that. But yeah, at the same time, she's completely oblivious to anything involving sex at all, so like she gets really embarrassed by things. So when she's looking on the dating site, somehow the mom just somehow stumbled upon a porn video where she couldn't turn the computer off, she couldn't figure it out. So she's trying to talk to her daughter on the phone. She's like, what's that in the background? And you hear moaning, and the mother, and Danky's like, oh no, trying to turn the computer off, it's not working, she can't just shut it off. And the dog hears the moaning, so the dog starts humping a chair, and all this chaos is happening. And it's just, I fucking wanted to hate this movie so much.
You wanted to, but you didn't.
No, I wanted to stop it.
You wanted to hate it. But I ended up loving it.
This is like 15 minutes in. And then, so obviously the one guy is not good for her, and the other guy's good for her, but the mother doesn't appreciate him. And they're both kind of douches, so I didn't care for any of them. But it was just, oh, fuck. God damn it. The dialogue was awful, and the actors are just fucking horrible. And, of course, Tony Hale from Arrested Development showed up again in this movie, just like Larry the Cable Guy. And his character was a lot more like Buster, because the older daughter who got married first, she was a psychiatrist, and he was the patient. So every time it showed her at work, Tony Hale's like, No one pays attention to me. I can't do this, this. No one, blah, 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 blah. And she's like, oh, you've been saying that for 12 years. And it just, I hated it. And this, it's not a spoiler, but, like, by the end of the movie, his character has a little bit of a breakthrough. You're like, oh, yeah, you finally feel good for him. And then he, at the very end of the movie, right before the credits, a cake falls on him. I don't know how to take that. Like, he's just a side character. And like, oh, he's like, means nothing to it. But then just to make his life shitty again, a cake falls on him from a cliff. Fuck that movie. Oh, God, I got so angry at it. Like, I can't, watching it, I can't express how much, oh, it's, I give it a 2.
A 2?
Yeah, it just angered me. I just fucking yelled so much. God damn it.
And what other crappy movies did you watch this month?
The next movie I watched is Glitter. This is the Mariah Carey movie where I'm guessing she's supposed to be playing herself, I think. Like, some, kind of like her life story, but it's a fictional her life story, sort of. I don't know. And it's about a girl whose mom is a singer in a bar. And she's like, my baby girl's going to be a great singer someday. And that's Glitter, or whatever the fuck her name is. Bobby? I don't know.
I didn't watch it. I watched it once, and it was horrible then.
Yeah.
And that was with the riff tracks on it.
So this girl immediately thinks she's going to be a great singer. And then her mom, who's does drugs and alcohol and stuff and all that, and she smokes cigarettes, which is bad. And she burns their house down. So the little girl has to go to this orphanage or whatever the fuck, not orphanage, foster home with these other girls. That's where she grows up, and suddenly goes, I still want to be a singer. Let's go to a club. She goes to a club. Somehow, within the club, someone hears her singing, hires on as a background singer, realizes she's a better singer. Then she fucking gets a record deal, and also all this other bullshit, like, just literally falls in her lap. And she's like, my life is so tough. Like, fuck you, Glitter. But it's just a dumb, shitty, stupid love story where the guy is even a bigger dick than the other guys in the movies. Because he's like, I want to buy this girl for my rights for my record album. And then, War Machine's like, no, you're gonna owe me this much, $100,000 for her. And he's like, no, fuck you, I'm not gonna pay it. And like, and then he gets the shit beat out of him. It's stupid. It's a fucking stupid movie. And it took forever. It was like an hour and a half, or hour and 45 minutes long. It felt like it was 3 hours. I felt like I aged so much in that movie. That movie, I don't know. I give it a 2.5.
So it was better than Because I Said So?
Yes.
Holy shit.
But still, that's like a low 2.5. Ugh, it was bad.
Glitter gets a 7%.
Holy shit.
On Rotten Tomatoes. Because I Said So, 5%.
Holy shit. So
even Rotten Tomatoes thinks Glitter is better than Because I Said So?
That's less than 1%.
7%.
Nope. I was wrong.
That's 7 out of 100.
I meant...
That's less than 1 out of 10.
Yeah, so I'm giving it a 25%. And that's 20%. Oh, Jesus Christ. They're both garbage movies.
But that's the Rotten Tomato. The users rated it at 46%.
Ugh.
I don't know how that happened.
But I noticed something, though. So here I am. I watched Glitter with Mariah Carey. I watched Because I Said So with Mandy Moore. And the previous month, I watched, whatever the fuck movie that was. Something with some singer in it. There's a lot of...
Spice World.
That's right. And I watched Anaconda with J-Lo, who was an actress / singer at the time. But I'm realizing a lot of these movies have singers in them. There's a lot of singers in these movies. Jesus, I'm so scared. All right. I only have 2 movies left. And
I watched both of them. We
watched both, yeah.
And that's all I have left are those 2 all right. as well.
Homeward Bound? What is it called?
Housebound.
Housebound.
It was like, I want to say New Zealand? I
think yeah, it was New Zealand. Well, okay, actually...
A New Zealand film.
Before this, I started watching Anchorman on Netflix, because it came out on Netflix, and I got almost all the way through it until it got to 10% left of the movie, and then it froze up, and it wouldn't reload. It wouldn't load.
Holy
so God. I never finished Anchorman 2, but then I saw this movie saying, hey, you like horror movies? We recommend this movie.
I actually got an email from Netflix saying, Housebound, now on Netflix. And I was like, what is this?
Yeah.
But...
Oh, shit, I just remembered another movie I watched.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Because I like watching horror movies, and it said, you should watch Housebound because you had interest in Oculus. Now, Oculus is a horror movie with Karen Gillian? What's her
Oculus?
Name?
Oculus?
The girl, she was Doctor Who?
Yeah, Karen Gillian.
Okay, there you go, yeah.
You said it.
I couldn't remember if that was her name or not.
You were, like, saying if it was, like, part of her name, and then you didn't know the rest of it?
No. So it's a horror movie with her in it, and then some other people. Yeah, Amy Pond. And then,
Selfie.
Yeah. So, in this movie, there is one cool aspect to it, which was, it kept having flashbacks, because, at the very beginning, the brother and the sister... they're meeting up for the first time in many, many years because the son was in... the brother was in, a mental institution. And, like, he was going through a lot of therapy because of what happened in the house. And then the sister's like, yeah, all right, come on. Let's get you out. We need to meet up and get back together. She's like, I'm going back to the house. And he's like, what are you talking about? And, like, so he had, like, gotten brainwashed to forget everything that happened. Like, what really happened in the house... Which they immediately tell you, and then the rest of the movie, they pretty much kept having flashbacks to show you what happened, even though you know what happened. So that pissed me off. Because the mother, their mother and father died in the house, and the brother's like, oh, I did this because he was abusive and stuff. Because the brother actually shot the gun that killed his dad. He's like, oh, yeah, because he's abusive and a drunk and stuff. And the girl's like, no, the fucking mirror we had was haunted. So she finally tracks on the mirror after all these years and brings it back to the house because she wants to record all the stuff with a mirror. They have like all these cameras in there and stuff, the recording to prove that the mirror is haunted because no one believes them.
Mm-hmm.
Then they set up like all these things to, because apparently it causes them to like hallucinate and like see things different, which is weird for a haunting. So she sets up all these clocks, like, to remember to hydrate and to eat and all these safety things, like, get phone calls and whatnot. And in case anything ever happens, they have, like, this system where an anchor will come down and smash the mirror and all this other stuff. And like, okay, great. But, so she's explaining to the brother all these things that happened, and you keep going to flashbacks, current.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really disappointing because pretty much all the story was the flashback. And it was just spread out over the whole movie where you kind of already knew all the stuff that happened, but you still didn't see all the details, and you see the details, like, wow, that wasn't that great. I don't know, I heard it was so scary, and the ghosts that actually, like, when you eventually see the ghosts from the mirror,
mm-hmm.
those are creepy, but it's about maybe 1 minute of the movie. And you're like, fuck, and still, you don't even know why, like, this mirror has all this like legacy to it. I'm like, she's like telling like this, and this year this happened. I'm like, okay, this could be really cool, explaining all this shit. I love backstory, especially in horror movies.
Mm-hmm.
But they never really explained exactly what the mirror does, or a kind of like it draws life from things.
Mm-hmm.
But like, that's it. That's all it really said. I don't know. And I was really excited for the movie, but I gave it like a 5.
But so, in comparison to all the crappy movies,
probably 5.5.
Better than it.
Like, I like horror movies, but I just got really bored during it because I'm watching it. I'm like, yeah, she's explaining stuff, and then you see this stuff happen, and then she explains it again. I'm like, yeah, great. Anyways, back to Housebound.
So Scott and I were trying to decide if we wanted to watch a comedy movie or a horror movie.
Yes.
And this one popped up. It looked like a horror movie, but it was in the comedy section.
Yes.
So I'm like, oh, a comedy horror, which are usually horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you put comedy and horror together, very rarely does it work.
Yeah, there's a few that work well. But
it was like a 5 out of 5, like, was the rating for it. Yeah. Like, okay.
I think I saw it was like a 4.8 or something like that out of 5.
Yeah, so it was pretty high. So I'm like, okay, we'll give it a shot. And I thought it was a very interesting movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wasn't disappointed. I wasn't, like, mad that I watched it or anything like that. But, yeah, it's like a quirky humor.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, like a Shaun of the Dead type.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, where it's situational humor.
Yeah.
But this girl gets arrested For what did she do?
They're robbing an ATM. Okay. They blew up an ATM with dynamite.
And they put her on house arrest, so she had to move back home with her parents.
Mm-hmm.
Who her mom just keeps talking and talking and talking, and she's sick of it and stuff. Which that whole dynamic I thought was pretty funny, right away. And then she finds out that her mom thinks the house is haunted.
Yeah. And then also her stepdad is just the opposite. So he's like just really quiet and creepy, and just kind of like he disappears.
So the whole movie has like a dark feeling to it. Mm-hmm. And then it's like kind of humorous that she's shoved here and lazy and all that stuff. And then like she finds her mom's calling a radio program saying that their house is haunted and she saw a ghost in the basement and stuff. And she's like, "Mom, you're nuts." And then weird stuff starts happening. Things are disappearing and
moving around and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. So then like it goes into the backstory of weird shit has been happening. So she's researching that, and it just gets, it's got its twists and turns through the movie. Yeah. And I thought it was very well done.
Yeah. All the characters and actors are awesome. Like the, because the guy who was like there for house arrest, like he put the bracelet on herself, basically the parole officer type person.
Yeah, the parole officer who came in and did checkups on her, and then if her bracelet went off, he'd come in and stuff like that. Yeah. He was a pretty cool
character. He was hilarious because he just shows up. My mom thinks his house is haunted. Oh, and he comes back with a recorder and he starts like asking questions to the house. Like, he fucking totally believes the mom.
Yeah.
But I was trying to figure out how old the girl was in the movie, like how old she was supposed to be, because it was one of those where she eventually moved out of the house.
Yeah.
And she was gone for a while, and then eventually she came back. But the actress is like 28, 29.
I was going to guess that she was probably in her 20s, the character, because she seemed young, but she seemed old.
Yeah.
Like, it was not old, but you know what I mean?
She was hot, too.
Yeah. She's just like, I don't know, the way she acts, she's like a teenager. But then she's smart, so she's like, you know, late 20s, early 30s. But
I like her expressions on her face, though, were always great, because when she starts hearing things, she kind of had that look like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, it was more of like a confused, suspicious, but also like, this isn't really happening. Just her facial expressions always made me laugh.
Yeah, so I gave it an 8.
Yeah, I was going to say an 8 as well.
It's definitely worth checking out if you like comedy/horror movies. It's not, I mean, there are parts that were creepy.
Yeah.
But I feel like there was more humor than creepiness to the movie. But I thought it was a great bit of both, because I like horror movies, but there's never any good ones.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to say this is not a good horror movie and more of a comedy when it had the aspects of a horror that I like.
Yeah, and the parts too. Eventually, when the movie's like hitting its climax, obviously the humor is kind of pushed out of the way to like make way. But it's still, I mean, it was pretty gripping. Like, because I didn't know what to expect.
Yeah,
and it constantly made me like think
about going into this movie, not knowing anything about it. All I knew is this girl is in a house arrest and they think the house is haunted.
Yeah,
that's all I knew going in, and I was like, huh. And then as I watched it, I'm like, okay, so it is kind of funny.
Yeah.
Kind of creepy at parts. It's like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah.
But yeah, gave that an 8 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other movie I watched was Big Hero 6.
Yeah, Big Hero 6.
So,
or as I call it, Big Zero Sucks.
Dicks?
No.
Huh? Big Zero Dicks. There's no dicks in this movie.
No, none.
But this is one of those movies that I heard was good.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm like, I'm going to pre-order it because I got it really cheap on Blu-ray. So I was like, I'll order it because, I don't know, movies are expensive in the theater.
Yeah.
And when you can get a good deal on a movie, hoping... It was a risk going in saying, I'm going to buy this movie, but I'm glad I did because I thought it was worth buying.
The thing is, like, there's so many movies nowadays that are kids-type movies that... Mm-hmm. really interests me. There's so few that actually intrigue me. And this one actually kind of intrigued me because it wasn't just like, hey, I'm a princess who makes things cold. I'm a guy who builds spaceships or whatever. I don't know, whatever. But it's just this big, weird, adorable robot thing.
And it was one of those that when the trailer came out, I laughed out loud. Yeah. And that doesn't usually happen in the trailers.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know, and every time I saw it, I got a kick out of the stairs, going up the stairs. I laughed like every time I saw that in the trailer. So I was like, when it happened in the movie, I was like, oh, I still laughed.
Yeah.
So I'm like, at least I'm going to get some amusement out of this movie. And I thought it was really good.
Yeah, actually, and the thing is, going to the movie, I had no idea what it was about, except for the fact that this kid has a robot of some sort.
Yeah.
That's all I knew.
That's all I knew, too. And I'm glad, because I don't like too much of the movie given away.
Yeah, it's...
So, like, oh, it's a movie and there's a robot.
I don't want to get... Yeah, there's a lot of spoilers that you could say, because the movie goes and goes, and, like, it takes steps at a time.
Mm-hmm.
But the... I think the most boiled down basic thing is there's a kid who lives with his brother and his aunt, and his brother is, he's going to college to be, he's going to college like to like learn how to build robots and stuff like that, and he wants to try to make a robot that can help heal people.
Yeah.
And then...
He's trying to convince his, well, I guess it's not really brother, because they're cousins.
Is it? I thought it was his brother.
No, I think he's like a brother, because they were saying his parents died, and that's his aunt.
Yeah.
So I thought that was the aunt's kid, so he was like a brother? I don't know.
I thought it was a
brother. Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know.
But yeah, he's trying to get... Well, I'll just call him his brother. He tries to get his younger brother to be interested in going to school and stuff. Yeah,
because right now he's just doing robot fighting, which I thought there was going to be a lot more robot fighting in the movie, but... So, like, yeah, he eventually... The kid is really smart, so he's like, oh, maybe I'll give this a shot and stuff like that, and then he creates this really awesome, like, nano... Not nanotech, like, these little, like, mini robot things.
Mini robots.
And then shit hits the fan after that.
Yeah, and they get a group of heroes and stuff.
Yeah, I didn't... Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, that... Like, I think that would have turned me away a little bit, because I was like, there's too many superhero movies.
Yeah.
But this didn't feel like a superhero movie.
It wasn't like really a superhero movie until, like, the last half hour.
Yeah.
But, but the thing that really I liked a lot was... There was... There's a huge plot, but not a huge plot at the same time. So, like, I was overthinking, like, what could this be? And, like, I was like, oh, I'm wrong, but that's okay. You know? You know, I was overthinking, but then, like, things would, like, sideswipe me, like, oh, I never thought of this or this or this.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And, I don't know. And the voice acting was really cool, but TJ Miller felt like a weird.
Yeah. Like, most of the people, it fit. The guy whose coach was the voice of the black guy, which is kind of weird.
Wayne's
but it fit. T.J. Miller just fell out of place. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, if he if his character looked like him more, mm-hmm. I don't know. A strong, like, a tall, super skinny guy. I was like, I don't, like, I see T.J. Miller, and that's not what I see right now.
Yeah, that's a weird thing, too, where... Like, I had to look up, I was looking at IMDb, I'm like, who is this? Sounds familiar. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's totally him. But T.J. Miller, I'm like, oh, it's T.J. Miller.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's, because otherwise, it's the characters, but then him, all I heard was T.J. Miller. Because even the guy who played,
like, trailers and stuff for that, I was like,
Yeah, even the guy who played what's his name?
Baymax.
I was going to say Mask. Baymax.
The guy from 30 Rock.
Yeah, guy from 30 Rock and, like, a lot of other, like, comedy things, like,
But he did a good job in
it. He did a great job in... Yeah,
even though I knew who it was, it still didn't... I
kept,
like,
forgetting.
Yeah.
Like, because the character was so great, and he was acting amazingly and stuff, and plus a little vocalized, you know, audio things they changed. Ooh, loo, loo, loo. But yeah, it was... It's a good, touching movie. It's fun. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, I thought it was really good.
Also, the quote-unquote villain in the movie... Fucking badass. Holy shit.
Hey everybody, it's Scott. I'm not sure what happened with this with this podcast episode, but apparently the microphone just cut out at the very end, so I know you're probably completely wondering what I gave that movie, Big Hero 6. I like to know as well, because I apparently didn't write it down and the end got cut off. But if I want to remember, I think I gave it an 8. So, yeah, sorry about this whole thing. But if you have anything you want to email me about, email me at stuffbyscott@gmail.com. Any, you know, recommendations or any movies you watched that you liked or didn't like, or anything you watched because we mentioned it. Other than that, signing out. No. Roll credits? What?